This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
For some, it's a rite of passage. Many of us, after adulting out in the world for a while, we have to move back in with our parents for a time. I know, Wally, you're recently walking through this with your own daughter.
Yeah, she had graduated college, was living with some other girls that were still in school, and then they all graduated, so now their rent was crazy expensive, but there's five sharing, so they had to all kind of disperse. So she came home to regroup for her next things. I didn't want her locked into a lease where she might be moving to, who knows, Korea.
I don't know. Right. Well, I know I had to actually move back in with my parents for a time when I was in between roommates because they kept getting married. But it can be a bit difficult for both parties to acclimate and get used to living together again. And that's why researchers, after talking to many people who are going through this very scenario, put together a list of four science-backed tips that will help in the transition.
Okay, I like this because I'm going through it, so I'll have a perspective on this.
Okay, so number one, set clear expectations. This means, will you be paying rent? Mm-hmm. Will you be helping with bills?
Yeah, so I don't do that for her because I want her to save her money. That was the whole idea, so that she could be prepared for her next thing. But the clear expectations on, hey, guess what? Remember when your room was a mess when you were in high school? I let it slide. No more. Like, you've been on your own. I want you kept your house clean. You'll keep this house clean.
Right. Number two, contribute in some way. That means do the chores. You know, just don't be a slob. Also, set a timeline. So how long do you plan on staying? Talk about when you hope to get a career. And then how long you need to save money.
Yeah.
Okay. And then number four, act like an adult. So don't slip back into old habits. Be respectful of your parents' home.
Yeah, that is a tricky thing. Because, like, and she comes home and she's still my little girl, you know. And she's been an adult and out on her own for a little bit and then coming back home. And so I had to set these expectations, too, with her. Because I'm like, well, look, you're an adult. You can come back and you can come and go as you please. Mm-hmm. All I want to know is just if you're coming home, text me and let me know you're coming home. Like, if it's going to be late or something, just so I know. Just common courtesy. You used to do that with your roommates, you know, so everyone knew where you were and stuff. And the same thing. It's not keeping track of you. You get to do whatever you want to do.
I feel smothered.
Yes, exactly. It's definitely challenging, but communication is the key in setting the expectations from the start, I think, for sure. So maybe that helps you out today if you find yourself in that same situation. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and stereotypes are exaggerations of somewhat fact, you know, and stuff like, for example, guys aren't great with emotions, and you can make that broad stereotype or that stroke, but it's based in some truth that we don't emote as much as women do. And so I was thinking about this post Father's Day. Okay, so we got another Father's Day in the books, everything's great, but dads tend to show love in different ways. Maybe your dad wasn't very emotive. You know, he wasn't telling you that he loved you all the time and things like that. But he did different things to show his love for you, like a different way of expressing it. We talk about love languages, you know, and stuff like that between relationships. But I think dads have maybe a different love language than, you know, we would expect.
Right. Maybe theirs aren't words of affirmation.
Right. Yes.
But it could be acts of service or something.
Danny Ray.
No, my dad is great about all of that. I know where I stand with him.
I over tell my daughter that I love her, you know, and stuff. And so, but I was wondering for people that aren't in that boat, you know, how did your dad actually show you love? You know, and for some people, it's hard for them to get their head around. They're like, he didn't love me, didn't love me. And then sometimes something happens and they pass away or whatever, and then somebody gives them some perspective and they realize, oh, he really did love me. This is just how he showed it. He did it very differently, you know? And so that's what I'm curious about. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. How did your dad express his love if he didn't say it, you know, so that you knew, yeah, he still loved me, you know, kind of thing. So we'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. Just put that number in your favorites there and you can get right through. And what was his love language?
Actually, it was my great-grandfather, because I was raised with him, and he never said he loved me, but he always took me fishing with him, and he always let me drink some of his coffee.
At 5 years old, you got the jitters, and he's giving you coffee. That's great.
Well, it had a lot of milk in it, but those were his two favorite things, and so you knew Grandpa Walker loved you if he took you fishing and if he let you have some milk watered down coffee.
Well, and also, too, I'm sure your grandpa probably enjoyed spending time alone. Maybe he needed some time apart from people. But for him to want to take you on with him, that says so much.
It does, because he really was a loner. And so for him to say, hey, let's go fishing was like huge.
I hope, if nothing else, that this conversation helps people maybe understand their relationship with their dad or with their grandfather a little bit better, where you might have gone, for years thinking, man, they just really didn't love me or whatever. And then you hear something like this, you're like, oh, you know what? They did. Come to think of it, they mm-hmm. did show yeah. me love in this kind of manner, because that's really what I hope to get out of this today. So I really appreciate you, Lisa, sharing your story.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, we got time for like one or two more, because I think this is important. So if you have a way that your dad showed you love, maybe without saying it, 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What was his other love language?
So he had to travel a lot for work when I was younger. So our excited thing was he would bring home toiletries from the hotel. And that was like our way of knowing that he loved us.
You know what, guys? I'm thinking about you. I brought you this 2-ounce bottle of shampoo and some conditioner.
Hey, he's providing for his family's needs. I get it.
I mean, to a 7 or 6-year-old, it's the biggest thing ever.
What's so great, every time you go to a hotel and you see a little bottle of shampoo, it's kind of like a love note from your dad.
Yes.
Most definitely.
FM, this is The Wally Show, and grocery prices have gone up across the board a little bit here and there, and it can be very expensive to feed a big family, especially if you've got, like, a big family of boys. Oh, my goodness. My friends were in town with their son, and he's, like, 7, and I've never seen a kid eat so much in my life. Like, and he's pencil thin, but he just, wham, I'm like, that had to cost you a bunch of money. Because he ate one meal, we were at a restaurant, ate one kid's meal, and he's like, I'm still hungry. And his dad's like, all right, we'll get another meal. Did 2 kids' meals.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know, right?
So start getting him the grown-up meal.
Absolutely. So, like, if you are faced with that kind of a dilemma, we have just a solution for you. It's our great grocery gift away happening here on Way FM, and this is a chance for you to win something pretty cool.
That's right. You could win $1,000 worth of groceries. And not only that, you would be winning $1,000 worth of groceries for someone else, which
that's what's
hence
cool.
The gift away. You'd be giving that away. So if you want to get in on this, it's starting at 7 a.m. every weekday morning. You listen for the keyword and then text that to 91979. That's 91979.
And we've had so many different people win. We've had people that have, because we've been doing this for a little bit, but it ends here in the next couple weeks, so it's running out of time. And so we've had people that have entered 30 plus times that they have listened for that keyword, and then some that have entered 2, you know? So
yeah.
You just never know how it's going to go. So all you got to do, like Betty said, make sure you're listening very intently at the top of the hour. So, like, right at the beginning of each hour, we're going to play the code word for the day for you. And then all you do is text that to 91979, and you could be our next $2,000 great grocery gift away winner.
And now for some good news.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show with a little good news. Giddy up, 3 rapid-fire good news stories coming at you, make you feel better about your day, because there's a lot of negativity in the world, especially in the news. Here's one. I love that show, Storage Wars, like on A&E, where people buy up storage lockers. Yeah, that people have gone delinquent on, and then they get whatever's in it. And it's, I've been to a storage locker auction before, hoping to score big. But here's a 16-year-old in Rhode Island that's really turning this around and flipping the script on this. He buys up abandoned storage units after people can't pay their bill, and then he tracks them down and gives them their stuff.
Oh, nice.
Aww.
Like, what in the world? Like, that's a much kinder show than Storage Wars, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that, and his parents have got to be super proud of him, too. So there's some goodness still in the world. Gavin, good news, giddy up, goo.
Last year, a woman in Minneapolis gave birth to a baby boy who was 5 months premature, which was a new record. I had a niece who was born a month early.
Yeah.
And that was scary. And so this boy weighed less than a pound. Whoa. The doctors gave him a 0% chance of her survival. But earlier this month, he celebrated his first birthday.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Beating those odds for sure. That definitely gives people hope that and the things they're doing with preemies, too, these days. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Lady Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a woman on a bridge threatening to jump, and no one could talk her down. But the firefighters showed up with a comfort dog. It was a 3-year-old Labradoodle named Digby. And as soon as the woman saw him, she smiled. She asked if she could pet him she got down. So pretty much the dog basically saved her life.
That is fascinating because I know they use dogs like in hospitals with kids and adults and things like that.
I even saw, too, now they're using them in a courtroom to help with comforting like victims when they have to go up and like tell
That's a
their
great
own
idea.
Situation. Yeah.
It's amazing like how animals, like we connect with them like that, too. And so there you go. There's a good news giddy up. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
So it is Amazon Prime Day. That's starting today and runs through tomorrow. And this originated back in 2015 as a way to separate you from your money earlier than like Black Friday
Christmas.
And stuff. Yeah, they really were ahead of the curve on so many things, Amazon. So this is the annual mega sale, which it's normally in the summer like now, but I guess last year due to COVID, it went to October. But they've got like 2 million deals worth to shop. So I found some tips on getting the most out of your Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So Amazon devices such as Echo systems, Fire Sticks, and Kindles will have probably some of the deepest discounts. You get those pretty inexpensively. I have a Fire Stick, and I really do like it. Like, it's been really good. I have an Amazon Echo who hates me. we have such a cantankerous relationship, that Echo Dot.
Whose phone is that?
It's hers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you notice I made it a woman. Because it fights me as much as my wife.
Oh.
But if you're going to bargain hunting, if you're into that, they're going to have deals all day long. But one of the ways to get better deals is that they're doing flash deals or lightning sales.
Oh.
Those are time sensitive. So if you see that come up, there's a limited amount of products and a limited amount of time.
This kind of reminds me of like eBay, where you see something pop up that you really want. And it's like, you got to get it right at the end
now.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
And so that's what's going on there. You need to be a Prime member, but if you're not a Prime member, because it's expensive, it's like $119 a year. If you're not a Prime member, they do offer 30-day Prime trial memberships for free.
Hey.
So you could do that today, take advantage of the deal, see if you like it or not, and then choose to stay or not stay afterwards. So there you go. Hopefully that'll help you out today if you are planning on getting some of those Amazon deals. But also, Walmart and Target also were like, hey, guess what? We're going to do our version of this today as well. So if you don't want to be all bougie with Amazon Prime, you could check out those for deep discounts today as well. FM, this is The Wally Show. A little boo-yay your weekend where you give us a story. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. Get more yays than boos. You win a prize. And sometimes we're booing for you because it was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer or that should have happened. So it's not personal. I did not ruin Father's Day this year. And so I think that deserves some yays and
okay,
not boos.
Okay, then who did?
No one did, actually.
Oh,
yeah. No, okay. I was on Father's Day before I had opened my gifts. We were at Target. And there was a pair of pants I'd wanted for a while because they didn't have them anymore. They didn't have my size. And so I was like, and I went back and looked at the clearance rack to see if they were there. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get them today. And so I go back and they still didn't have my size. I'm like, nuts. And so then it dawns on me, ding, hey, why don't you use Target.com? So I'm like, I go Target.com. Oh my gosh, they have them. So I run over to my wife. I'm like, look at this, honey. Look, you'll be so proud of me. I went to Target and I'm going to order my own pants like this.
Oh, nice.
Look at you growing
up. Yeah, I'm adulting. And then she's like, yeah, you know what? I'll just do it for you when I get home because I use Rakuten and all this other stuff. So just don't do it right now. We never do this in the store. I'm like, okay. That's fine. I'm so happy. But then we go home and I open my gift. She had already bought them for me a couple weeks ago.
Well done.
And I'm wearing them today, my blue joggers.
Your what?
My blue joggers.
Blue joggers.
Yes, blue joggers. And so I'm wearing them.
Okay.
And so, I listened to my wife one. That was a yay. I didn't ruin Father's Day by just buying what I want to buy because she always claims that I do that.
You can't boo or yay your own weekend. We have to do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to yay me anyway.
Well, I'm going to boo.
No, of course you are.
Because now you're going to be talking about your blue joggers and you're going to do that little pose that you just did a minute ago.
I'm going to wear them every day, too, and I'm going to do that. Yeah.
It's a boo for all of us.
You're welcome.
I'm actually going to give you a yay.
Thank you, Gavin.
But it's actually... It's like, congratulations for not being a boomer.
And thank you.
Being like, oh, I give up. I'm not buying things. It's like, you went to the internet. You tried to do the millennial thing and buy online.
I'm like, oh, hey, it's right there. And they'll deliver it to me. Oh, weird. Okay. All right. So that's how that works. You give us your story. We'll give you a boo or yay. And you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to do a little boo yay with us. What do you got?
Okay, so I woke up yesterday, which being Sunday, and I went out and I started to watch TV. And so I'm watching my movie, and Mom comes out, and she's like, did you give Dad your Father's Day gift? And I was like, no. So I run to my closet. I don't have any wrapping paper, so I just stuffed his gift in a Trader Joe's bag. Bring it out.
Okay, I'm already. I don't even need to hear any more for me to boo this. Would this have happened with your Mother's Day gift?
No.
There you go. Boo, 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 boo.
No, I would give you a yay, and that's because you actually thought of your dad. You bought him something. There was something to wrap, at least, so yay for you.
Oh, that is setting the bar really low, Rock. Really low. Gavin, booyah your weekend. You're not even a dad yet. Booyah.
I know, but it's a yay for me.
Come on.
Because I've actually put gifts in like a Panera bag before.
You guys are horrible.
So I identify with this.
Yeah, okay. Yay, you won, Victoria. I'm sad for your dad is what I am right now. But yay for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she doesn't care. What do you got?
Well, I've got a family of eight and scored a commercial fridge that's worth about $3,500. Scored it for about $200 over the weekend.
Well, that is a huge deal because refrigerators are very expensive. Gavin, you just recently had to buy one, right?
Yeah, we paid like $700 for like a new fridge.
And that's a cheap fridge.
Exactly.
Like you get some of these nice ones that have USB and video monitors. Uh-huh. I think they have a security system in them. I have no idea. So Gavin, booyah your weekend on his deal.
It's a yay for me because I feel like that's a deal only a dad could accomplish. So yay for me.
I'm going to have to give you a boo on this one because you had to do work on Father's Day. Like someone else should have bought this fridge for you. And I'm sure you had to move it yourself, Mike. I'm sure no one helped you, you know, so I'm going to give that a boo. But I do respect your deal. That's amazing. Betty Rock?
I say yay, and that's because you're sacrificing your time on Father's Day to provide for your family like a father should.
It's another look at it. Sure, fine. Okay, whatever. Mike's a great dad. I'm not. There you go. Well, Mike, you got more yays than boos. You're a winner today. Your big streak continues.
Woo! Sweet.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So we looked at the story of Moses telling Pharaoh to free God's people and how it took 10 plagues ultimately to get Pharaoh's attention. Now, Egypt was polytheistic, and so they believed in many gods. And each plague kind of had a purpose because it related directly or was taking on and defeating a god of Egypt. Even the plague of frogs, I always thought that was really odd. Why frogs? I mean, you just
they're
not
so
like
cute.
Them. Yeah, but they were everywhere, apparently. And because they believed in worshiping frogs, and so this was a pointed plague there. Side note, though, like we say, how crazy, and this is something that wasn't from the sermon, it was just my thought. It was like, you know, we talk about how, oh, how crazy is that to worship frogs or all these other deities, these fake little things. But I was thinking about it, I'm like, we do this every day. We worship work, we worship sports, we worship TV. Anything that comes before our relationship with God is a little g God, you know? And if God were going to send plagues today to get our attention, he'd shut down our social media, he'd kill all our sporting events, he'd isolate us from fun things in life. Wait, what's Corona? Oh, wait a minute. Like, and I'm not saying that that's a plague from God, but I'm just saying that it had the same effect ultimately, you know, and got our attention for sure and made us kind of put things back into perspective of what truly is important. The other point that they were making through the sermon that the pastor was making was that the plagues affected the Egyptians did not affect the Israelites. So the same God that was protecting them is protecting us today. But this doesn't mean you don't face hardship. That's the big thing about this. Like, you know, like the Israelites were still enslaved. Like, it wasn't like, oh, life is perfect and he kept us from these plagues. They were still dealing with stuff on a daily basis, but he kept them from this other really bad stuff as well. So it doesn't mean you're just going to be instantly out of something that's not comfortable. But it does mean that God does protect us on the daily. And so there you go. That's what I learned in Monday school.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
It's not quite Friday yet. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's the start of the week. We're going to end our week with Flashback Friday. But that means we need to get your entry in right now for Flashback Friday. This is where you get to take us back in time musically to a song that means something to you. And it can be old. It can be a moldy oldie. And that's okay.
A moldy oldie.
A moldy oldie like this one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oof. What's the expiration date on that?
That was 85 was when that one started.
10 years before I was born.
Oh, wow. Oh, we'll go back a little less than that. Here's some Petra.
Oh, man. Ugh. That just smells stale.
But you know what? There are certain songs that stand the test of time.
That not being one of them.
Okay, but then there are other ones like this one.
'Cause there's you and me.
Yeah, a little Lifehouse. See, you decide. You make the call. What song do you want to hear? And just tell us why you want to hear it. That's the key, is your story. And you can have the Flashback Friday be yours even this Friday.
That's right. If you go to wayfm.com/Wally, you'll see on the left-hand side a little bar that says Flashback Friday. Click on that. All we need to know is your name, a way to contact you, and the reason you picked the song.
Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible. We name it Flashback Friday, and then that's the link you click.
And pick on something good.
This is good.
Aww. This is good.
Yeah, it's Lifehouse, so
everything
that would count.
Everything previous was a little...
Oh, stop it. Petra's amazing. All right, so if you want yours, you can have it this Friday. Just get it in, wayfm.com/Wally. Remember that old saying, what goes up must come down? Hey, it's Wally, and right now in the mortgage industry, things are a little different. It's more like what comes down must go up. While interest rates are still at some of the lowest points they've been in 100 years, they are starting to creep up a bit. Saving even 1 point over the life of your mortgage results in thousands of dollars in savings for you, and United Faith Mortgage can help make that happen. They are a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who can not only help you if you want to buy a house, but they can also show you all of your refinancing options. With interest rates where they are, you could refinance and lower your monthly payment, or if you have equity built up in your home, that could actually help you turn your current house into your dream home. And it costs you nothing to see how United Faith Mortgage can help you take advantage of this rare time in history. But putting off till tomorrow could actually cost you money if rates rise. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin, good sir?
So you can get like promotion emails, work emails, emails with bills, but you very rarely get like a simple blank email. And if you do, I feel like that'd be just a little bit suspicious. But that was the case for a large percentage of HBO Max subscribers, including myself, actually, that the subscribers got a blank email with the title from HBO Max. The title of the email said... what was it? It was integration test email number one.
And you opened that? That to me would just reek of spam. Like, unless I thought it was a new HBO movie. Integration test, I must see this.
Or I was kind of curious if, like, oh, am I like getting like a new like charge on my account or something
that's
like that?
True, yeah.
And so a lot of people were online saying, like, oh, like, must have been the intern. And then HBO Max actually tweeted out that it was actually an intern who posted that.
So he basically, or she, we'll say it was a he. There's no way a girl made that like mistake.
We're careless as men.
Yes, absolutely, especially with emails.
Oh,
and so there's no way. So he must have gone and like was doing a test, but then accidentally like sent it live. Or like, there's like when I'm writing an email that like needs to be nuanced, I actually erase all of the people on it until I get it figured out, or I write it in a different program and then put it in, so I don't accidentally hit
that's
send.
That's a good life
it
hack.
Is. Before I'm ready.
Look at you.
I know, huh?
Yeah, I write most of my emails in like my Word document too, just and then because then Word tells me what things are spelled wrong, because usually that's a lot of things. But a lot of people online were actually showing sympathy towards
that surprises
the intern.
Me.
They're like, hey, we've like all been there when you're new in a job, or maybe you are an intern. You know, maybe you're the one who messed up. So they're showing a lot of support online. The tagline is "Dear Intern," so it's like, "Dear Intern, once when I was a junior copywriter, I applied to my dream job and I wrote copywriter on my resume." He spelled copywriter with a R I. G-H-T on his resume. So it's like, we've all been there.
That's awesome. Yeah, when you're learning a new gig, you make a million mistakes.
I know.
Especially when you're trying. I know. We all did, you know. And so it's good. Good internet for not ripping that poor kid apart. That's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
All right, we're going to play a little game here called Famous Ages. Now, the way this works is we'll try to stump each other with the ages of different well-known celebrities or individuals. And if we can stump each other, then we get points. The lower points, the better, kind of like golf rules here. Now, you're going to want to keep track, though, of each of these people as we reveal them, their actual age, because at the end of this, you'll get a chance to win a prize if you can add them all together. I would like to start today. I usually start with everybody else. I'd like to start today.
Weird.
We were talking about a new movie from Chris Pratt that's going to be on Amazon Prime, and so I was like, oh, Chris Pratt, but then I thought, well, maybe somebody would have looked at him. So I'm going to go someone related kind of to Chris Pratt, Aubrey Plaza. She was April from Parks and Rec, and she's actually Betty Rock's unofficial mentor, because Betty is very much like April, for sure, worked. So how old do you think Aubrey Plaza is?
Okay. I've got my guess.
Okay, Gavin, we'll start with you.
Oh, I'm less confident than... Okay, I'm going to say 37.
Okay, Betty Rock.
I said 35.
Oh,
wow.
Close.
You guys, you know what you did there, both of you? You bookended it.
Oh!
36.
Oh,
so you did really well.
Me.
She is, she is you, Rock. She's you with like goth eyeliner. Like, like she's
nice.
You. All right,
good
so that
start.
Was really good. Okay, so... We got two more to go, and we'll see how this shakes out. But again, make sure you are listening very intently, because you're going to have to add 36 to the next two here. So we'll do that in 10 on The Wally Show.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
YFM, this is The Wally Show, playing Famous Ages, where you have to add the ages when they are revealed of the celebrities we're trying to stump each other with. If you can do that, you can win a prize. Now, you've got the first one that I did a few minutes ago, so you got to remember that. But now we're up to Lady Rock. Who are you putting up to stump us with?
I'm putting up the one and only Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nice. Boy, I'm in trouble this round, too, because you and Gavin each only have 1 point, and it's kind of like golf scores. The Terminator, Arnold. I'm trying to.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like, how old was I when I saw his first movie? And then he was an adult, obviously. Oh, gee. Okay, Gavin, you got your guess?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
65.
Oh, that's exactly what I said. 65 as well. So at least I'm going to tie him no matter how well we did.
Yeah, because you didn't get close. He's 73.
Oh, no. that's
73.
Great news for Lady Rock. She would have to just totally implode to not win this thing. All right, so Gavin, you could take her out,
though. Okay, so we've been watching a lot of Food Network lately. Yes. Guys, Grocery Games is the big one. And one of the judges on the show, his name is Robert Irvine.
Oh, I love Robert Irvine.
The guy who goes in and, like,
Restaurant Impossible.
Yeah.
What?
So.
What? I have no reference.
Oh, good.
And I'm not going to say anything because I just don't want Betty to win. Okay. Robert Irvine.
You go first, Wally.
Nope. Because I wrote mine down. Go ahead.
61.
Oh, my goodness. That's exactly what I wrote down.
Guys.
Oh, my gosh.
We have been so locked in.
Oh, this could be it.
I wrote 61 as well.
Guessed.
And you've never seen him.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I figured he's a little older than me, but not much. But 61. Gavin, how old is he?
Only a few years older than you. He's 55.
What does that mean? Me.
No.
I win.
So close.
Unbelievable. You beat Gavin by only 2 points, and I was way out. Yeah. All right. The bigger story is that we guessed the same ages both times.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right. Huh. So now you need to add together Arnold Schwarzenegger and Robert Irvine with
the person that called now.
I put up first.
85,
I love her impressions. Yeah.
They're so dead on.
So in character.
Yeah, you just never know, and they're always good.
Wally show will be back.
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you can add them together, you can win right now.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Renee, welcome to Famous Ages. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Really, really good. So now all you have to do is tell us the actual ages that were revealed for Aubrey Plaza. That was mine. That's April from Parks and Recs. Robert Irvine and Arnold Schwarzenegger. How old, if you were to add all of their ages together, would they be?
164.
164 is absolutely right. Woo! You knew how to do some math. Nicely done. Now, Renee, did anybody on that list surprise you, like, with their age?
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't realize he was that old.
Okay, yeah,
I'm not old.
65. You had to mention him.
I still beat up people.
Because I can't stop
her. I am the Terminator.
Now, Renee, what we like to do is ask you a question and find out how old you are. We'll make our guess about your age based on very little information, okay?
Okay.
All right, Renee, what was your first car that you drove as a kid?
A Camaro.
Oh, yes. And do you miss it?
Yes.
I had a Camaro, too. Mine was an 86 Camaro. But before that, I had a 79 Trans Am. What was the coolest?
Okay, so based off of Renee's answer and the fact that you had one as well, right, Wally, and I don't really hear a lot of people talk about these cars that much anymore.
At least people who are young.
I'm going to say you're around Wally's age. I'm going to say you're actually 52, just like him.
All right, that's a good guess. I'm going to say that she had an older Camaro than me and that she is 56.
Mm.
I think she had a 68 Camaro and it was super dope. Renee, who is closer to your actual age?
She was. I'm 48.
Oh, we both guessed really high.
48.
And that's unfortunate.
What year was your car?
I want to say an 86.
Oh, that was what I had. I had an 86 Camaro.
Yep.
Did it have an 8-track player in it?
No, it's not that old. It had a cassette.
No, it did not.
Yeah, what is wrong with you, Rock?
Did you jam out to Bon Jovi in it?
Well, duh, you had to.
I did. Oh, yeah. My gosh, I love Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Bon Jovi came with the car. It was standard.
Exactly. That can of hairspray.
Well, Renee, thanks for playing our little game with us today, and you're the big winner.
Thank you so much.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and it's been far too long, but it is time for us to do another installment of Walter Picks the Hits. How you doing, Walter?
I'm okay, Wally. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Like, you've been spending time finding some new music for us?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do it up. Here we go. Walter Picks the Hits.
Walter. Walter Picks the Hits.
Walter picks the hits. Walter Picks the Hits.
That's right, Walter Picks the Hits. He is a tastemaker and a hit picker, and he has the largest collection of Christian music in the known universe, and he is my friend. So, Walter, what is the new CD that you bought?
Kane.
Oh, we had them on the show not too long ago, and they're really nice. Do you know that they're siblings, two girls and a boy? They're all brothers and sisters?
Yes, two girls and a man. Yeah, I love them.
And did you know that they did not name their band after the first murderer in the Bible?
They didn't? Okay.
They did not. It's actually their last name.
Okay.
So what song on the Kane album do you think is the next big hit?
Yes, We Can.
Yes, We Can? Okay. Now, what do you like about this song?
That's a good
message.
Yes, we can.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Can't remember the words to it, but it's a good song.
That's okay. Like, you could be in the band Kane, I think.
I don't know about all that. Are they from Nashville?
They're from Alabama, actually.
What part?
The southern part, which is all of Alabama, because it's all southern.
You heard that song called My Home's in Alabama. Wherever I lay my head by the group Alabama.
Oh, yes. I love Alabama. Well, I think we're getting a little sidetracked here with other music, Walter. So, what is the name of this song again?
Yes, We Can.
And who's it by?
Kane.
And what is it?
Big ol' Hit.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did he deliver me? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, yes, he did. So yes, he can.
There you go. A little flavor for you, courtesy of Walter from Walter Picks the Hits. That's the next big hit off the album by Kane. That's the name of the band, if you want to check that out. The song is called Yes He Can, and Walter has proclaimed it's going to be a big old hit. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
We'll leave the gossip for TMZ. This is Real Entertainment News. It's the least of these with Betty Rock.
Most of the time, young girls have that one boy band member or actor they dream about being married to.
I know. Betty Rock had a poster of hers.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
And while it typically doesn't work out, that doesn't mean it happens all the time. There are a few celebrities who went on a date or even married fans.
That is crazy to think, because usually you keep those worlds very separate. I know, like,
right?
Rock, you keep those worlds separate here. Like, I could have you married off tomorrow, like, with someone that listens to the show. But, like, I could. But then, like, you definitely draw those lines, and I understand
and
it totally.
And they should have those lines drawn.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it works out. Like, late night talk show host Conan O'Brien, do you know that he met his future wife as an audience member?
Huh. No way.
Saw her in the audience and
really?
Just was hammered by her.
That's
just
crazy.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Okay, I would not have pictured that.
Patrick Dempsey, isn't he Mr. McDreamy?
McDreamy.
Yeah, Gavin came through in the clutch. So wow, yes. He was also in Can't Buy Me Love. That's how I know him from, not even
and Maid of Honor.
Anatomy. Yeah.
Wow.
And that Rachel McAdams movie.
Why are you trying to outdo him on this?
I don't know. I'm competitive for all the wrong reasons.
He married his hairdresser.
No way, right?
Yes,
he has great hair.
Just happened to be a client. They were like her client for like 2 years, and then
he never wanted to not have great hair again.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he married
so
her.
Smart. You don't get McDreamy by being stupid.
Wow.
And then I'm shocked because we found out just a minute ago that Gavin has no idea who these people are. But Hanson, you know,
Betty Rock off the air was like, "Hey Gavin, can you get me Umbop?" And he's like, "What?" Umbop. And I'm like, by Hanson? And he's like, none of it was registering.
He has no idea.
Now you've heard it, still nothing?
This sounds like a High School Musical song, to be honest.
It kind of was.
So it's three brothers that had long blonde hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
which one got married?
All three of them met their wives at concerts.
No.
What in the world?
Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
And now I think the middle one, he's got like six or seven kids.
That's
like
crazy.
A lot of them.
That is insane. Well, there you go. All of a sudden, Betty Rock spends thousands of dollars on concert tickets next year. Just hoping. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you so much, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock is living out that, I think it's the Boy Scout motto, always be prepared.
Ooh.
Either the Boy Scouts or Depends, I don't remember which one, but always be prepared. So, I was asking her the other day about, candles, because she has a candle she burns in our office, and it smells like a coffee shop.
So good.
Glorious. Love it. And so then, I think, for your birthday, I'd given you a Bath & Body gift card.
Yes.
Because those are some of your favorites.
Yes, those candles are amazing, and they're pretty pricey. One 3-wick candle is about $24.
Oh, no.
But Bath & Body Works is really great about having sales all the time, and so you can do like a BOGO, buy one, get one free kind of thing.
So she was like, oh, yeah, I use my gift card. I'm like, wow, you're buying so many of these things. You're using them? And she's like, no, I'm just buying them. Like you're hoarding these candles.
Well, it's a great deal, and I love them so much, and I never want to be caught without
the
apartment smelling good or the office smelling good.
How many would you say you literally own right now?
Yeah.
15.
Oh, my goodness.
What? That's not that bad.
It is that bad.
Not that
That's
bad.
Like a whole year's worth of candles.
Yeah. Stop.
I've never bought 15 candles in my life.
Wow.
This has been like months.
And it tells.
I know. That is crazy, Rock. Okay, so Rock obviously is a hoarder. She could be on the TV show.
I'm eventually going to use them.
Sure. After you buy more.
Have you ever seen that TV show, Hoarders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm eventually going to use it. That's what everyone says. They're like, hey, that is a paper plate from 1945. You know what? I might use it for something someday. It's a sickness, Rock. It's a sickness.
Okay, come on. I only ran out of room in one drawer of the dresser. I can move it to a second drawer.
All right, so this is what I want to talk about. So Betty Rock obviously has a problem,
yep.
And so we'll get to that later. But with you, what is that thing that you find yourself hoarding, or we'll use a nicer term, collecting,
Thank you.
That you have so many, like Betty Rock's candle hoard collection.
No, candle collecting.
Or candle collection. So what is that thing that like people in your life maybe don't understand that you have so, so many of them? Porcelain dolls is creepy.
Oh, yeah. Too much.
Yeah, or teddy bears that are just all looking at you.
Clowns.
Ooh, or like Thai beanie babies.
Yeah, all of those. Mm-hmm. Those would count. 855
No judgment.
33-WAY-FM. 855, slight judgment. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. What's your hoard? What is something that you collect, if you will, that you have a lot of?
I have a lot of craft supplies.
You and my mom both.
And I do a lot of crafts, but I have a bucket full of wine corks
that I don't know really where they came from.
Yeah, you have a bigger problem if you can't remember where those wine corks came from. All right, Kay, you're up. It is the thing that you collect or hoard, if you will, like Betty Rock does candles. What do you got?
I collect towels. I love towels. Body towels. I love towels.
You know what? I understand you on this. Like, I can never seem to get the right towel. Like, I'll visit, like, my sister-in-law. She has the softest, most giant towels, and they're great. And then, for some reason, we slum it with our towels, and they're barely absorbent at all. And I don't know why I have to live like this. And so, those are the kind of towels you collect, or are they more, like, themed?
They're just towels, just any kind of towels. And I'm constantly cleaning out my towel closet and giving bunches of towels away, and then all of a sudden, they're there again.
What started this collection? Why towels?
I really don't know. I'm putting towels away in my towel closet, and the stacks just look so nice and neat and pretty, and all the different colors.
Maybe kind of an OCD thing where you need to have something perfect and prim and proper. Because that's the thing on that TV show Hoarders. It always gets down to something psychological as to why they're actually doing that. And it usually comes from some, you know, I hate to say trauma in their lives. But you might want to look into that, Kay.
I never had enough towels when I was a kid.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Did you used to have to dry yourself with leaves? I don't know. So what is yours?
I collect baby clothes.
Okay, how many babies do you have, or are you planning on having?
I don't have any right now. I'm a foster parent.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So you had to be prepared if, like, a baby ended up in your care?
But I'm not a foster parent anymore, and I just can't bring myself to get rid of them. My 11-year-old came up to me yesterday and said, "Mommy, you're hoarding too many things. You can't fit the bicycles in the garage anymore, Mom."
Do you secretly want another, like, child or a baby in the house again?
I do.
You do.
But I have six kids, single parents, and I want more kids.
Yeah, see, that's why. Yeah, because that TV show Hoarders, they always break down why people collect stuff, and it usually comes from something else psychological that's going on with them. And so it seems to make sense. You don't want to close that part of your life off or close that chapter down, and letting you have the clothes and keeping the clothes kind of keeps that alive for you.
And if anything, give those boxes to moms that might be in need of
that's
clothes.
Good.
I can't bear to get rid of them.
But maybe, like Betty's saying, if you're giving them to, like, a mom you know is in need, then you're, like, redeeming that. Like, you're making that something really positive out of something that's negative for you in that moment. And that could maybe help. That's a great idea, Rock.
I'll think about it.
I don't think she will, actually, Rebecca. I think that was you being very polite. You're going to hang on to this till you're ready, and that's okay.
Okay.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And this is Mind Blown.
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! Woo! My goal in every Mind Blown is to make you the most interesting person in any room that you walk into.
Or the most obnoxious.
In any room that you walk into. Doesn't matter. But you are going to be the most interesting person. Like, for example, let's set the scenario here. You've been invited to a birthday party of a friend's kid. You know, you got to go to a kid party. Those are always fun. And so you're there, and it's like a four-year-old's party, and you're trying to salvage the day. And
just give me the cake.
Yeah, you're wondering about all the things you got to still do, but you're at this party, and then somebody breaks out the silly string. Silly string. Yeah. Silly string.
So
kids,
fun.
Kids going
crazy. Highly flammable.
Yes, don't do it near the cake. That's a whole nother mind burned, not mind blown. Silly string. You could rock this. You know, silly string was created in the 1970s. I don't know if you know that. Do you know what the chemist who made it was trying to create?
Oh.
Bug repellent.
Oh, that was what I was going to go with that.
That's a great thing, like kind of like a hot shot thing. Like, no, actually not bug repellent, but a great guess. He was trying to create a spray-on cast for, like, when you break your arm.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. He was trying to create a spray-on cast.
Like something you could just have at home. Yeah. Like, oh, the kid, he hurt himself.
Instead of having to do all the wrapping of plaster and things like that, you're just trying to spray the cast on, and then it would become hard and then, like, set the bone, I guess. But I guess it didn't work, obviously, but...
We got something better.
We got silly string! Yeah. How amazing is that? And if you've ever sprayed silly string on, like, your driveway or a car or whatever, it does get solid, and it will stain things. things. And so there's another mind blown. Make sure you clean it up instantly.
You know, this is something to think about because he made Silly String and was wanting to make a cast, but this cast would have been highly flammable and it would stain your skin for years.
Oh, yeah, he was the worst chemist ever. But we got Silly String. You're missing the whole point, Rock.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.